Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desire to live for you. For the mighty things you do, I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call
beautiful, beautiful morning, everyone. What a glorious song. What a blessed song to always be in worship and in praise of the Lord. This is Josie with Joseph's Inspiration, and today is October the 21st. It is a beautiful fall day, and it is a day that I am so grateful. And, you know, I just want to give God some special praise this morning because all the wonderful things that he does all the time. But I, on Thursday, lost my wedding band. Well, actually, it was my anniversary ring that my husband bought for our 25th anniversary. And I did an event, and, you know, in packing up, I, you know, didn't know where I lost it. But I got to my grandchildren's home and was sitting there and looked at my hand, and my ring was not on my hand. And I never take it off, but I've noticed that it had been loose, and I kept saying, oh, it's okay. And I lost it, and I lost it, and I cried, and I worried, and I prayed. And this morning, I had my workout session at 7:15 this morning with my personal trainer, Cynthia Weston Thomas, and I was telling her that I'd lost it, but I believe that God was going to show me where it was. So I ran around, did a couple of errands, and I got home. And, you know, I always be still and I listen. And when I hear a voice say, go do something, I try really hard to be obedient. And I decided I would go back into the trunk of my car and I would look in the bags from my event, from being a vendor. I looked in all the bags. I didn't see it in any of the bags. And just as I decided to move one of the bags over, there was my ring. So I am overjoyed this morning. I am tremendously blessed. I am so thankful to God because he always gives us what we need, not always what we want or what we think we want, but he always gives us what we need and in the right time. So it was so appropriate that I would find it today because, you know, as I came on this morning, I just was singing. I worship you, Lord. I praise your name because I feel so blessed for this opportunity. And so today on Joseph's Inspiration, I'm going to talk about another one of the alphabet, A to Z essential oils for cancer care. It is October. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And although I've had 3 cancer diagnoses, my diagnoses were non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But, you know, cancer is cancer, and it's devastating to have that diagnosis. And going through the treatments is even worse often because sometimes the treatments are worse than the disease itself. And so I'm very mindful of all the things that a cancer patient may experience. And today I'm going to do the letter M, mouth sores or mouth ulcers. And this is something I am so very familiar with because during my cancer treatment, I experienced this and it was excruciating not to be able to eat, not to be able to drink, to have the inside of your mouth be sore. But what is this? What causes this? You know, it is a situation that when the inside lining of the mouth or on your lips, the sores can appear burn-like and they can be very painful. They hurt. It's very difficult to eat, to talk, to swallow, to breathe. And those sores can appear on any of the soft tissues of your lips or your mouth, including the gums, the tongue, the roof, or the floor of the mouth. And they can also extend into the tube or the esophagus and where the food is carried into the stomach. And, you know, when you're going through cancer treatments, you know, they tell you, oh, you know, you may lose your hair. I lost my hair twice. They'll tell you, oh, your fingernails and toenails were going to turn color. My fingernails and my toenails turned black. But nobody told me about the sores in my mouth until I got them. And then my doctor said, oh, yes, that's very common. And the chemotherapy and the radiation can cause mouth sores. And it's because the cancer treatments are intended to kill rapidly growing cells, such as the cancer cells, but healthy cells are also affected. Healthy cells in your body divide and grow rapidly as well, including the cells that line the inside of your mouth. Unfortunately, the healthy cells are also damaged by the chemotherapy and the radiation. And so that's what makes it very difficult for your mouth to heal and for you to fend off germs, leading to the sores and infection. And the chemotherapy and the radiation, you know, which is what the typical treatment is for cancer, it can impair your body's germ fighting system or your immune system. I know during my second diagnosis in preparation for my stem cell transplant, I had to have high-dose chemotherapy. I had to have radiation. And the high-dose chemotherapy was to kill off my cells. And then it was to allow them to extract, some of my cells to do a transplant, to do that stem cell transplant. And that stem cell transplant was designed to take my cells from my body, also then to cryogenically put them through the high-dose chemotherapy and then reinfuse them back into my body. Now, when that was happening, my body's immune system was very vulnerable. I didn't have an immune system to fight off infections. I could not fight off colds and flus. You know, I was told not to eat in places like delis or at food bars or things like that. And as a matter of fact, I still don't eat at buffets because, you know, I'm really conscious about, you know, the cleanliness of them and how often, you know, they're changing it or keeping the temperature regulated or even little kids' hands who are going into the food. So the body's immune system is affected. And with an impaired immune system, viruses, bacteria, and fungi can more easily infect the mouth, causing mouth sores or making mouth sores even worse. And so those bone marrow transplants, or what I had, the stem cell transplant, leads to mouth sores. And it really is painful. And what happens is that you don't want to eat. I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to drink. Didn't want to swallow. Just the thought of my tongue touching the inside of my mouth sometime would really hurt me. And, you know, it was really a challenge. So I know that, you know, sometimes when people are going through things, family members, you know, may say, oh, well, let's eat something. We'll try. I didn't want to try to eat because the sores were painful. Now, they did give me medication for that. And at the time, you know, I knew a little bit about essential oils, but not in relation with those first two diagnoses. I did not know what to use in relation to this, and I was just totally committed to whatever my doctors told me. Now, I don't want to disclaim my doctors because I trust them and I value them for the knowledge that they have. But God gives us our own wisdom, and sometimes we have the ability to touch into our own feelings, our own thoughts, and to do some things for ourselves. And of course, when I got that third diagnosis, I started to think about, okay, what is it that I can do? I don't want to go through radiation again. I don't want to go through chemotherapy again. I don't want to have another port put in my body. I don't want any more infections. I don't want any more blood transfusions. I don't want any more long stays in the hospital where I can't do for myself. I just don't want to go through this again. At that third diagnosis, I made a decision, prayerfully, with my doctor's support, to do something different. And that's when I opted to begin to do some natural supplements, courtesy of my company, which is Youngevity International, getting on what's called the 90 for Life, and adding essential oils into my care. And so right now, that was in 2008, my third diagnosis, so it's 11 years now since that third diagnosis, and since I, along with God, took control of my own health and allowed God's healing to take place in my body. And so when I talk to you today and I talk about essential oils, I want to always remember to do my disclaimer. I am not a doctor. I am not suggesting that you do what I do. I'm suggesting that you do your own research. I'm not certified yet for aromatherapy and essential oils, although I am in school for it, and that's my passion, to find natural ways, to go back to God's green earth, to the things that are created that have been tried and true and tested throughout the ages to benefit us. And so today when I talk to you about essential oils, I get really excited because I know they work. And so I'm going to talk to you about some essential oils that will be beneficial for cancer patients as they experience mouth sores or mouth ulcers. And some of these are oils that I use all the time now. Had I known about them earlier, I certainly would have used them a little bit sooner. But I'm going to start off by talking about an oil that you may have heard about. I'm pretty sure you probably have, and that is the oil of myrrh. You know, we think about myrrh. We hear about frankincense and myrrh being oils that were taken from the baby Jesus. These are oils that are known since ancient times. Myrrh, like frankincense, is known for its healing antiseptic properties. Modern times, it's also used in mouthwashes, toothpaste, skin ointments, and for thyroid issues. Now, what I really love about myrrh is its anti-inflammatory property because it reduces inflammation. And so when you've got those mouth sores in your mouth, you know, you don't want infection to set in. You don't want to have a problem that prohibits you from being able to enjoy your life to the best of your ability, even while you're going through the cancer treatments. Myrrh is antibacterial, and it destroys or inhibits the growth of destructive bacteria. It is antifungal. It prevents the growth of fungus, antimicrobial, kills or suppresses viruses and bacteria, antiseptic. It assists in fighting germs and infections. It is astringent, tightens tissues, reduces oil or secretions. It's an expectorant, promotes discharge of mucus or phlegm from chest and lungs. It is a sedative in that it tranquilizes activity of the body part, tonic, strengthening, and fortifying, and vulnerary, which means it heals wounds. And so myrrh I love because it is an oil that, had I known about it then, could have been something that I could have created a mouthwash and used to rinse my mouth to begin the healing process for those mouth sores. So myrrh is an amazing oil. And, you know, as it says, you can find myrrh in mouthwash, toothpaste, skin ointments. And, you know, they recognize the benefit of myrrh. Now, my favorite oil that I use now, which I know a lot about, is tea tree. And tea tree, I love it because tea tree, like myrrh, is very healing. It's known as a medicine chest in a bottle. It's been proven to be a powerful immune stimulant and effective in defending against all three infection types, bacterial, viral, and fungal, safe for all ages. Now, I use tea tree when I brush my teeth. I'll take a drop, I'll put on my toothbrush, and then I'll put my toothpaste, and I'll brush my teeth. And when I finish, I'll put a drop on my toothbrush to keep my toothbrush from getting bacteria. I also will take dental floss, put a drop of tea tree on my finger and rub the dental floss through it and floss my teeth with it because it can help my gums. Now, again, I don't recommend or even suggest to people to use oils internally. I'm very familiar with the oils of Longevity International, and so I study the oils. I'm a student of the oils. I'm a student of those who are certified with the oils. So I understand which oils I can use and in what way I can use them. But we always suggest that you put oils on the bottom of your feet or that you use oils diluted so that you are not using them improperly. But for me, I like that tea tree. I like to floss my teeth with it. Last week when I thought I was getting a scratchy throat, you know, I did what's called a tea tree lick, which I put a drop of tea tree on my pinky finger, put it on the back of my throat, swish, swallow, the sore throat was gone. Sometimes I'll take a drop of tea tree and I'll rub it along the outside of my ear and behind my ear to also help with any infection. But it's always best to use essential oils on the bottom of your feet. I'm just telling you some of the things, my little tips that I do. But tea tree is very effective in fighting all types of viral, fungal, and bacteria. It is a powerful immune stimulant. It helps the body utilize the additional oxygen created in the cells by use of the essential oils. It kills destructive bacteria while leaving friendly bacteria, which are needed to stay healthy. Now, you know, before I started really understanding essential oils and nutrition and supplements, I thought bacteria was bad. I thought all bacteria was bad. You know, using alcohol and hand sanitizers was a great thing. But now what I've come to understand is a lot of times we can destroy the good bacteria by trying to overclean. Using too much alcohol in our hand sanitizer can take away the healthy bacteria, because your body also needs some healthy bacteria to help break down and to, you know, take care of the body. So tea tree kills destructive bacteria but leaves the friendly bacteria so that you can stay healthy, and it helps to disinfect the digestive system. It can be used for chronic conditions, including respiratory, urinary, digestive, hormonal, skin, joints, and for psychological benefits as well. And so I love this tea tree. Now, another oil is spearmint. You know, just to think of spearmint, if you close your eyes, you could probably smell some spearmint chewing gum. But I don't say spearmint chewing gum is necessarily true spearmint. I don't know that it is or isn't. But spearmint is a very good oil. And it's an alternative oil for when you cannot use peppermint. I could not have ever used peppermint in my mouth or for the sores, the mouth sores. But spearmint is an oil that, you know, you can also make a mouthwash with. It is very popular in food, but it is also a gentle cooling, and it is an oil that can be used with children. It can help in so many ways. It can help also with issues around headaches and muscle cramps and nausea and diarrhea, blood pressure. It is analgesic. It relieves pain. It is an anti-inflammatory, it is antiseptic, antispasmodic, astringent. It is a cephalic, which means it stimulates and clears the mind and relieves headaches. It has so many beneficial properties, and it is a happy oil. It's an oil that can really boost your mood, boost your energy, and it's an oil when my grandchildren have a tummy ache. It's an oil that I'll put on the bottom of their feet because peppermint is a little too strong for them. And so spearmint is one of my favorite oils. Now, the next oil is an oil that I'm using a whole lot of right now during this time of year. And that is one of Youngevity's brands that is a registered brand with Youngevity called Y23 Immune. And I use a lot of this because it helps to support the lymphatic system, which is my diagnosis, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So I'm always looking for oils that help support my lymphatic system. Y23 supports a lot of systems, which is the skin. It protects us from outside invaders, the respiratory system that filters the air, and the lymphatic system, which helps kill unwanted intruders. And it's also known to help relax and soothe sore, tired muscles. Now, the Y23, I use a lot of this time of year, as I said, because it helps support me and keep me from colds and flus and protect my body. And so, foolishly today, I was running around outside going to my workout. No jacket, nothing, just my shirt and my leggings and my socks and whatnot. But it was like 50 degrees outside, and as soon as I got out of the house, I thought to myself, yeah, you should have put a coat on. But when I got back home, and even before I left this morning, I put my Y23 on the bottom of my feet because I know that I've got to protect myself. Because even although right now I am cancer-free, praise God, I still know that my system is vulnerable. If I go to the doctors, they're going to say, oh, your immune system is vulnerable. You should be taking flu shots. You should get a shingle shot. You should get a pneumonia shot. Well, I'm not doing any of those, but I will use my oils because I recognize my body. I love my body. I'm going to honor my body because this is a gift to me from God. And so the Y23 consists of several oils. It consists of rosemary, scotch pine, pine needles, lime, French lavender vera, spearmint, peppermint, orange, eucalyptus globulus, nutmeg, on and on, ginger, oregano. It has a lot of oils in it, and all of those oils together do an amazing job to help the body's systems, the immune system, the respiratory system, the muscular system, the integumentary system, which is the skin, as well as the circulatory system. And it has some emotional benefits. It's very clarifying, uplifting. It helps with decisiveness and outrageousness, which I think sometimes I'm really outrageous because I'm very bold. Although I know I'm shy, but, you know, deep down inside, one of those Gemini personalities is a bold, frisky little girl who just loves to come out and play. So these are my oils for mouth ulcers. If you know someone who is going through cancer treatments and you want to give them some recommendations about some things that they can do in addition to what the doctor tells them, because, again, remember, I'm not saying to disregard your doctor. I'm just saying do some things to support yourself even in the midst of being cared for medically. You can have them reach out to me. You know, my email is Josie, J-O-S-I, Hopkins, H-O-P-K-I-N-S, at gmail.com. You can check out my Youngevity website at josiehopkins.youngevity.com. And Youngevity is the parent company for so many brands, but the company that brought me into the Youngevity family is Soul Purpose. And I'm so excited because the Soul Purpose just launched a new line of products, which we are a natural body care company, but we just launched a brand new line of products of a CBD line of perfumes and elixirs. So I'm waiting to get mine in because I also know the benefit of cannabinoids on helping the body system. So there's so much that we can do to support our body and our health. Doctors are great, but doctors are not the know-all, do-all, everything. Trust yourself. You know first what your body needs. Pay attention and listen. Trust God. Ask Him to deliver you, to bring healing into your life, and He will. He does every single day. I trust Him. I go to Him for even simple things like losing my ring, and yes, He does deliver. This is Josie. I'm so excited. Oh, and don't forget, it's also Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and I represent a company, Damsel in Defense. I'm just giving you all of me today. And so you can follow me there at 2defendher.com, the number 2, DefendHer.com. And check out Josie's Inspiration Radio Network on Facebook. Be blessed and have a wonderful day. It's fall, but take care of yourself. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers, 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Not scared to say, I used to be the one preaching it to you that you could overcome. I still believe it. It ain't easy. Oh,
hello once again, and thank you for joining me on Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. I come to you today to talk to you about transforming your life. Do you find that whatever time of life it is for you right this very moment, that you're longing for a difference, for some kind of a change? Do you think, or have you been told, that you are just too old, maybe too young, or that you should just be satisfied where you are? Well, let me tell you, the only time a living thing cannot evolve or change is when it is already dead. Increase is in the Word of God. Let's just take 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper even as thy soul prospers. And then there's Psalm 23 that tells us that in the midst of going through things that aren't good, when there seems to be enemies all around, sickness, poverty, death, that God himself has prepared an abundant table for you to choose instead. He didn't say that we had to wait till things got better. Then, if that's true, why are we still struggling? Now, there are those who will tell you that it's because your faith is weak. But I say it is because your knowledge is weak. It says in Hosea that my people are destroyed from a lack of knowledge. Knowledge of what is said about you by God will build faith. So in order to transform your life, you first need to find out what God wanted and intended for you in the first place. The abundance of the all good of God is evident. It's in everything. When you look at the night sky, do you see just one star? Or how about the trees? Or even the leaves that are on the trees? Or the different types of animals? And let's not even talk about the different races of people. So God is a God of abundance, and he's placed us in a unified field of abundance. And all we have to do to experience it is to know it is there and accept it as ours. Because once you receive this knowledge and believe it, it increases the power of God that is within you right now, increasing the strength of your vibration to attract your good and allowing your world to change. You don't have to wait for the rapture for a taste of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is within, and I say, if you want to change your life, you need to let that kingdom come. You've been waiting on God and on your perceived inheritance. Well, he's been waiting on you. We need to believe and expect it. Did you know that the power of life and death is in your tongue? That means we need to be careful not only to what we say about others, but what we say and think about ourselves. In short, speak only life over your situations, because words have power, the power to bind or to loose. If you pray with expectation, it has to manifest. If that's an immutable law of God, you can literally speak things into existence. In Mark 11, as Jesus was leaving Bethany, he came upon a fig tree, and being hungry and somewhat tired, he was just looking for a few figs to eat and somewhere to sit down and rest. But when he got to the tree, he found that there were none. And in his disappointment, we're told that he cursed the tree, and it immediately withered and died from the root. That's because the source of life was taken away. So I ask you now, have you cursed your tree? Your tree, meaning your life, your job, your income, or your health? Did you take away the energy of the source by cursing them? We do this each time we express disillusion of living where you live or having to go to a job that you really don't like. Now, you may well have outgrown both, but the fact of the matter is that the house protects you and the job, even if it doesn't pay what you think you should get or know that you're worth, it does sustain you at least enough to be grateful. Let either one of these be taken away, and I tell you right now, you will feel it. So the trick is to be grateful while still claiming you're something better. Gratitude begets plentitude. You are a co-creator of your life. You've been given the power to change the direction of your life with your words. Be very careful of the tree that you nurture and those words that you use, because you're the one that has to eat the fruit that comes from it. The Bible tells us to meditate day and night on the Word of God. Now that simply means to get hold of what it says about you. There is something about every situation that you may ever go through in the Bible, and you will get a revelation. Believe me, some of the biggest revelations I've ever gotten have come during my time of meditating. Just find a scripture you feel that fits your need and read it. Make it a part of you, because as a man thinketh, so he is. When you start to think differently, you become different. When you have a dream that you know God has put in your heart, you also have the authority to get it, to have it, or to be it. It reminds me of many years ago when my youngest son was about 5. I woke him up one morning and he was burning up so much so that he was delirious. He didn't recognize his father or me. And when I pulled back the covers, I saw that his leg and his groin were double in size. So of course we rushed him off to the hospital, and after exploratory surgery, they found that he had a flesh-eating bacteria, and no one even knew how he contracted it. But it was eating his soft tissue of his hamstring muscle. 2/3 of his muscle had to be removed. Now, the hamstring muscle is a quad muscle, and I'm telling you, 2/3 of that muscle has to be removed. Well, as you can imagine, the prognosis went from if he lives to if he lives, he'll never walk, to if he walks, if he lives, he'll have a very bad limp, and one leg may not even grow anymore. And we're talking about a healthy, up until that day, 5-year-old boy who wanted nothing more than to play football. Well, we refused to let him hear any of that. We referred to his leg as his healed leg, and we talked about what he was going to do when he got out of the hospital. And his child mind believed us. And our child of God minds believed for complete healing. We spoke it, we wrote it, we lived it, and God manifested it. My son is a grown man now. He's 32 years old, and he has 2 strong legs. Those 2 strong legs have played high school football. Those 2 strong legs became stepmaster for his fraternity in college. And became a father of 2 boys who he can, praise God, chase around with those 2 strong legs. So yes, I do believe in the power of affirmative prayer and speaking it. And more than that, I believe in speaking to God and reminding him of what he promised those who trust him and remember his word. And I still speak the word over the lives of myself and my family, especially the part about no weapon formed against us will prosper. I love that one. To transform your life, you must transform your mindset from doubt to faith, from negative to positive. We must never settle. The life of a believer should never be mediocre. We are children of the King of Kings, divine enough to ask and important enough to our Father to be heard and answered. We're the only ones who put limits on ourselves. And those limits, they come from errant thoughts that we allow to creep in during the times that we forget who we are. Stay connected to Source and allow yourself to be a conduit for others. In that way, we can lift one another up when trying times come. and we can remind one another how to prevail. Yeah. How to prevail. To stand up and be the warrior for truth you are made to be, and unleash that power, that powerful spirit to the world, and allow God to guide you. When we speak truth with the authority given us, all the power and resources of the kingdom are at our disposal. In other words, Jesus was given all power and authority to accomplish his mission, and the same authority has now been given to us. We need to play offense. Get over the I would but mentality. There are no doubt a lot of deprogramming that may need to be done in order for you to fulfill your authentic purpose. Expand your vision for your life. Nothing beats a failure but a try. So what do you have to lose? As long as you faithfully represent the kingdom, God has promised to be by your side. Know that you have an inheritance, and God will put you in places you could never even imagine. So just accept that you are a victor and not a victim. Your courage is important. You are claiming a life of victory. And I'm not telling you that it's going to be easy, but God said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive them their sins and heal their land." So you see, the words and thoughts you have and say not only affect you, but everything around you. There's a tremendous responsibility surrounding transforming your life. Yes, there is effort, and yes, the effort is constant, but we are never alone. If you don't like where you are in your life, replace the vision with one in the vision of the Word of God concerning you. It doesn't need to be remembered chapter and verse. Just learning even a little about God's love and care for you will expand your entire world, and it will change your heart towards yourself and others. Proverbs 4:23. Reminds us to guard your heart with diligence, because out of it flows the issues of life. Now this sounds like hard work, but it's your life, and it's time to take it back, to be what you were created to be. So take charge. Write it down. Write the vision and make it plain. Don't half-step. Find a picture in a magazine of what, you know, you desire. Tear it out. In places where you have to see it every day as a reminder to connect with God. Put it in your purse or in your wallet. I have what I call my coffee in Christ time. Early in the morning, before I go to work, it's just me, my Bible and a journal, talking with the Christ nature of me. I use the journal to write down the revelations I receive. You can have all the blessings that you want, and all of them that are waiting for you. And right about now, you should be shouting. I'm just thinking of the fact that I have the privilege to speak freely with my Creator, and I'm about to shout. And then when you get the revelation, take action. But be careful. What you say, and to whom you say anything to. People will sometimes try to talk you out of it. Just do what God showed you. Whatever was put on your heart to do, just do it. Even if it's just one small step each day, do something toward that dream and stay at it. And before you know it, your manifestations are here for all to see. To move toward a goal that is invisible takes a lot of faith and courage. You have to move, live, and walk in the Spirit. Spirit and not in your head. The vision didn't start in your head anyway. It started in your heart, where the Spirit speaks to you and you alone. And then it explodes until it is all-consuming, and you will be able to say without a doubt that it's yours, no matter what it is, be it a job, a house, that financial anointing you're waiting for, the healing, the miracle you have believed for. I can tell you it works, and since God is no respecter of person, it works for everyone. It works if you work it. But You might ask me, how do I get the faith in the first place? And how do I know it's even God speaking? I wonder the same thing. So let me tell you this first. Let me direct you to Jeremiah 29:11, where God said, I know the thoughts I have of you, to prosper you and not harm you. When God gives you a revelation, it will never be anything that will cause you harm, nothing, or harm to someone else. And when you begin to spend time in His Word, your knowledge of Him will grow, and you will be able to distinguish His voice. That's the spiritual muscle that needs to be developed. That's how you develop faith. And as your faith grows, you'll be able to tap into the realm of supply of wisdom, power, anointing. You'll be like a tree whose roots travel downward, as deep as they need to be to find a source of water so they can grow. And when you find that source is the Word of God, plant your roots and drink deep of the truth. The truth that sets you free and changes your life and even helps all of those around you. The truth. And the simple truth is, you are the God you serve. Yes, you are. It says so in the Bible, know ye not that you are gods? And Jesus said that the things that He did and all of the wonders that He performed, we could do, because He was going to His Father. But before He left, He gave us the power to bind, the power to loose. He gave that to His disciples. Well, aren't we children of God also? And when we follow Him, aren't we disciples? Christ came to show us the way. And He told us, I am the way, the truth, and the light. When we say a prayer and we end it with, in the name of Jesus, the word name translates into the nature. So when you hear me say the Christ nature, I'm speaking about that ever-indwelling presence that was put into you. Yes, we all have a Christ nature, and to the extent that we listen to it, that's how we're guided. Sometimes that Christ nature takes a back seat, and that's when things can go horribly wrong. But the Christ nature never dies, and it never gives up on you. So I'm telling you, when you feel it's time to transform your life, you have the right to remember. Remember, as in to rejoin that body of Christ and reclaim your status. Jesus is waiting. He's waiting for you to catch up to yourself. And people keep saying, oh, well, he found God. God was never missing. He is an ever-present source of strength and hope and health, and He never goes anywhere. He's not a person that can change or a man that He can lie. And He's waiting patiently to reconnect. At the end of our time together, I always tell you to relax, release, and relate. Well, let's do this one backwards. I want you to relate to everything that you read in the Word that concerns you, as to who you are and whose you are and what you have and what's waiting for you when you just believe. And after you relate, I want you to release all worries and disappointments about everything. That's not easy. I'm still working on that myself. But I can tell you all of the times that I didn't quite remember to do that. And then once I did, when I look back, I realize it's just wasted so much time. Relax and know that God's got you. You are His precious child, and He will never let anything harm you if you only give your trust to Him. This is Reverend Lydia, and I have so enjoyed our time together. Until next time, be blessed.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.